Guys, did you make it okay?
Are you through?
Are you through the Christmas time?
You're out the other side and welcome to Boxing Day. Punch, punch, punch.
Oh, boxing.
I don't think it's to do with that. I think it's to do with boxes.
When I was little, I used to think it was to do with boxes. As in punching.
Punch, punch, punch.
And I always used to, you know, I don't know if other people do this, but when you have like an image that comes into your mind with words and things. So for me, like Friday is like a dark purple, but that's another situation. But Boxing Day was always
for me, it's a fish finger.
Gloves. Friday's a fish finger?
Yeah, because of favourite food day on a Friday.
Favourite food day Friday, fish finger day?
Yeah. At primary school, if you wanted hot dinner on a Friday...
I used to have smileys, the little potatoes.
Yeah, potato smileys, and you got... But on Fridays, it was chips. Oh my goodness, I'm having a really recessive understanding of my constant need for sausage, chips and beans. It's because that's what you got on a Friday at favourite food day.
I had the same thing because now I'm realising it was favourite food day Friday, but we just called it Friday. We just happened to have our favourite food. They would have like a fun potato based thing.
Yeah,
so it wasn't
yeah.
just like, instead of having chips, which we had all the time because I was from the north, we'd have potato waffles. And I've just realised in the last kind of year, when I figured out that you could get frozen bird's eye potato waffles and put them in the toaster and they're done in like 5 minutes max, I realised that they are my go-to comfort food as well. And I didn't know why, and I've just realised it's because as a child...
Oh, God.
Guys, it's a very emotional day, Boxing
it's
Day, for both
day,
of us.
It's a big day, Boxing Day.
Everyone's drunk. I found out why
Tess
it's called
drunk.
Boxing Day. I'm wasted. I found out why it's called Boxing Day.
Please.
It's to do with your holiday bonus.
Okay.
And like you got a box of a gift from your work.
Oh, a box bonus.
A literal box. And also that you put in the A-L-M-S.
Yeah, what does that mean? I've never understood.
I think it means church money.
I thought it meant weaponry.
Weapons, arms, A-R-M-S, because they're short for armory.
And giving to the poor in the Dickens time.
A-L-M-S. Or you say like alms for the poor. And then you always thought it was like arms for the poor. Like they didn't have enough
weapons
arms.
Weapons for the poor.
Weapons for the poor. Anyway, it's because you put the money in the box at church.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot about boxes.
Yeah. Well, but also really giving, nice. Like, you know, giving away.
I've got Arms Day, so I'm going to call it now.
So welcome to Arms Day.
Welcome to Arms Day. Right, before we get into the topic of today, which is what to do between Christmas and New Year, Tessa is insisting on calling it the perineum.
That's correct.
I'm insisting that the pronunciation is perineum.
I've never heard it aloud, only seen it written down.
Yeah, I think I'm going off like geranium.
I have said it to people and they have corrected it. So I do believe you're
okay,
right.
Okay, cool. Okay,
but I will be sticking with...
Perineum.
Perineum.
Perineum? Is that the right one or the wrong
one?
We've lost it.
Who are we?
Before we go into what you can do between Christmas and New Year, because a lot of the stuff that's written about... I mean, I've had a Google and all of the articles are all like, go to this place and do this. But actually, what if you want to just like hang out?
We won't be recommending you leave the house.
No, yeah. We are not sponsored by no event. Like, we are going to tell you what to do when you're in the house. I mean, you might want to venture out maybe once, but you won't be doing anything particularly strenuous. Before we do, what adult thing have you done this week, Tessa?
Oh, well, I guess mine should be that I listened to this really great podcast about how to have a Christmas party, and then I had a Christmas party.
Oh my God, she did. I always get surprised and excited by adult things. I'm also eating fruit pastels. That's why I sound a little bit more
lovely
like
day.
Boxing
Day. I had a Christmas party and I was so calm. I did a really good job of being just present and not freaking out about the decorations or anything. And I just was there.
There was a small hiccup early on that we ironed out.
Yep.
Me and Tessa had talked about she was going to swan around like a swan. She'd be there, but not too engaged.
Like sort of like drunk aunt.
Yeah. Oh, hello, darling.
But not the crazy one.
Oh, hello, darling.
That's the one.
Do you like these mince pies? I don't know where they came from. Someone probably brought them.
Probably a lover or something. Probably. And then just like smoking in the corner and then being like, come and tell me about you.
Yeah, a lot of that.
That's what I was hoping for.
So, you know, I was like, this is great. Well done. And then she sent a Facebook message to all of our friends saying, essentially, the message was like, well, there's a party on that my housemates are doing, but you don't have to come. I mean, if anything, it's going to be awful. I have no interest. Come if you like. If you're not busy, absolutely don't. Bye. So then I sent her a separate message going, no, a swan would not tell people their party is crap and not to come to it. The swan is like, hey, we're having a party. Bring friends. And then just swan away.
Yeah.
So then she rectified it in a really seamless way by saying, Stevie just shouted at me. So
She says, I'm not to tell you the party's bad as a coping mechanism, so yes. Please do attend.
And people did attend.
People did attend. There was a tree.
Oh, lovely.
There was a roaring log fire.
Which you sat by.
What is your adult thing this week?
Oh, before I tell you my adult thing,
yes,
we should probably say a big thank you to Rocket Vintage.
Yes.
So Rocket Vintage is, if you don't know, a really great vintage shop. They've got a couple of branches in London. We went to the Covent Garden one. That's the one that I've always been to. And anyway, they like the podcast. And guys, they said that we could go and buy some clothes for no money. And we lost our minds. And we just want to say thank you. And also, this isn't like hashtag spawn, because I bought in quotation marks, a Givenchy top that was £20 RRP. And normally there's hundreds. Tessa bought some lady shoes.
That, I thought it was going to make a nicer sound.
Do it again.
I bought some like super sexy white heels, which I'm going to wear to a wedding.
Amazing.
I'm really excited by
so
them.
So also,
we had a lovely time.
They have so much good stuff.
So much good stuff. And they're all online. You can go online and buy yourself something
you
lovely.
Can.
Oh,
and
we had a great time. Thank you, Rocket.
Thank you, Rocket. And right, so my adult thing.
Yes.
If I am doing a lot of work in like a period of time, which I am at the moment, I'm very busy, as we all are. Oh, Tessa just got out some fairy lights. It's kicking off. I think she's going to eat them. Some of the jobs that I'm doing require like full creativity. So like, it's not like a task. It's like, just like come up with ideas for a thing. And when you've got 20 minutes and it's like, this is my time for coming up with ideas for the thing, I can't do it. Like I can't be creative in a very small amount of time. So I will often stay up late and do it at night. So till like 3 or 4 o'clock, I'll just be like, you know, I won't be able to sleep. And I've always been really annoyed at myself for doing it. And then the other day I was having a drink with a friend, Jess Commons. I don't think she listens. And she said, just accept it. Just accept that you write at night. And just then, you know, change things around to suit that. Don't be so hard on yourself in the morning if you don't get up at 7 a.m. Why would you? You've been working at night. Some people get up at 9 a.m. and write. You don't. And I, like, it was like someone had smashed a sledgehammer of joy across my face. And it was like, I knew that. Like, obviously I knew that, but I didn't know it.
That's wonderful.
And that was my adult thing, which is like to accept that I work not in the 9-to-5 way. I mean, I also do have a 9-to-5 at the moment, but like I work elsewhere. And if you're listening and you're like a night owl and you feel bad about it and you feel like, I need to get up at 7 a.m. and do stuff, you don't. I mean, you do if you have a job, but you don't have to.
That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
I feel totally emotionally and mentally checked out.
About what I was saying, you have no interest.
No.
Like, it sounded like that's what you were saying.
I'm emotionally checked out of your story.
Yeah,
I was like, give one shit. No, as in I was just
listeners,
saying like,
please.
I was saying, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
What have you emotionally checked out of?
Like, you're well done for even finding any, don't beat yourself up for finding those moments of creativity in the night.
Sure.
I can't find them anywhere on the clock.
I understand now. Okay.
Honestly, imagine like a huge shopping mall or like a warehouse. Imagine like IKEA, that thing, but it's nighttime. Mm. And there's just one security guard and he's called like Stan and he's just like, walking along. He'll sometimes look at something, put it back. That's my brain at the moment.
I mean, that sounds quite creative just the way you've described it.
No, there's nothing there.
Okay.
It's dark. Stan
it's
can't.
Stan.
And then people are like, Stan, have you got anything? And Stan's like,
well, it is Christmas, so you're not supposed to. That's the...
yeah, but so I'm what... Yeah. So I'll take heart from your tale and not beat myself up that it's only Stan there at the moment, because maybe some workers will arrive soon.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
Also, just let Stan go and he'll come up with an idea at some point.
Yeah, maybe Stan will eventually get on with something.
Potentially in this week between Christmas and New Year.
I'm really hoping that during this lovely restful time, somebody else will show up.
Yes, well, that's the thing. You never know who's going to show up between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, exactly.
In your house, in your mind,
turn the lights on and start something, go, anything.
Yes.
Start anything up there.
Which leads me to, or needs us, I should say. I'm not the one doing
no,
this.
No, lead on. Come okay, on. Me and Stan will just be at the back here. Come on.
Leads me, Tessa and Stan into the bit between Christmas and New Year, which we are now entering into at a rate of knots. So Boxing Day, probably today.
It's called the Perineum, by the way, because that's the bit between...
yes, we all know.
Well, you might not.
Oh, really? I've just gone right through it, haven't I? Sorry.
It's between your willy and your balls. it's that pointless week where everyone's like, what day is it? Is it Wednesday? Should I eat this Toblerone again?
Yeah, and it's always... The answer is always yes.
Yes.
That's the
it's
first
It's always
thing.
Wednesday, and yes, you can have that Toblerone
can,
again.
This
it's
is
a
the
really
one
joyous
week.
Time.
It's a very joyous
but
time.
But at some point in here, you will be like, now what are we doing?
I was going to say, it is a joyous time, but it's a joyous time like all things are joyous times. For example, let's take New Year, which is where you're all heading this week. everyone says, oh, it's so fun, we have fun. And then you are like, oh God, what, I'm not having enough fun. And it's
as
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like with Christmas that we spoke about last week, you know. It's a joyous time. It's a time of love and friendship and happiness. Well, if you're not having a nice time, then you feel really crap and you're constantly... And also, even if you are having a nice time, I'm constantly at Christmas just being like, is this as Christmassy as I could be?
Yes.
Could I be doing more Christmas things? And inevitably, no, because you're just living your life. In this bit between Christmas and New Year, it's like, oh, what a joy, you know, like, what a joy. We've got time off. We've got, like, just time to be, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, after about 3 days of just being, which you're already in because now it's the 27th tomorrow, you want to climb the walls of your own soul. Like, so bored and you can't, like, have another chat to your extended... You know, we don't want to go round to your grandma's again. You know, I love going round to
my
grandma's.
We can't play another round of... Linky.
Yeah. We've played Linky.
It's a good game. And it is very fun. It's one of those, as with all games, and indeed Sugar, there's a real anticipation high, followed by beginning high, and then once you're in, like, hurtling low.
Yeah.
And then any game where you're like,
when will this game end? When me and Tessa were playing Linky, we were in a big group, and someone, after playing Linky and having a very satisfying round, someone went, should we play again? And you could just see the whole room be like, oh, the time's over. And
somebody said, why don't we, instead of spelling Linky, why don't we spell Kill Me? And everyone was like,
that went down very well.
You can see the mood of the room that went down well.
Yeah, irony and cynicism after one round of Linky. There's a kind of a limited amount that you can just veg out and not be like, oh, hang on, what am I doing? Or you get into your own head, or you start. I always find that in the bit between Christmas and New Year, my like body clock completely changes. So I end up like getting up at like just 2 p.m. and going to bed at sort of 7 in the morning. And me and my sister just watching like films until.
But again, why not?
That's the thing.
Live your life.
Let's leave it there then, guys. That was great.
Bye.
Very nice to chat to
live
you.
Live your life. Like,
why
don't
not?
Worry. So crucially, be whatever. Do it. Darling, do it.
Who is this? Like, I don't want to host the podcast.
She's on the podcast now. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh my God. So essentially, the bottom line is do whatever you want. But we've got some ideas for things. I had an idea.
Please
kick us off. I just came up with it out of my head, and I'm so excited. So you know when you get Christmas presents, obviously, and you're like, oh, thanks for that. Oh, no, I won't take it out of the box. I'll save it because you know you don't want it. You're going to eBay it later.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, first week of January isn't great for eBay because that's when everyone's in the January sales anyway. But second half of January, eBay time.
But take the pictures
in the bit and do like and dedicate, because the problem with eBaying is that, well, I mean, for me, I'm always like, well, I want to eBay it now, and then I just like take a photo and it looks crap and then I put it up. But now you've got time to do like photo shoots, style that product, you know,
style
if it's
that
a top,
product,
wear it and get someone to take a photo of you in it so the person can visualize what it would look like on a bodet.
This is a genuine statistic. They think sell for 75% more on eBay if a person is wearing them in the photograph.
That's amazing. Right, get it on your body.
So if it's something that is still available...
If it's not wearable, don't put it on your body.
For God's sake, don't put that toaster on your body. If it's something that still is available on the actual internet, as in if you can Google it and find the original, a model wearing it or whatever, that's ideal. And then secondly, obviously get it on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that models aren't ideal, but also... Crucially, they look better and have had a
not
lot more...
Not because they look better, the model, because the photographer will have done a better job than you, even at your best.
The photo looks good. Unless you're a model, in which case...
There's a lot of preamble.
Yeah, if you don't have a white wall, and also you'll probably be doing it in your family home. If family homes don't often have white walls...
in the background, you know, it's tricky.
There's a lot of paisley.
So much paisley.
There's a lot going on. So yeah, prime your products for eBay. That's a good... hobby time. And also
because
it's free money.
The photo bit is the difficult bit that you're always like,
really,
well, this is not good enough.
Yeah, I'm always just holding it up against a door and it just doesn't work.
And you can put them all on. Stevie is quite right. It doesn't sell in that first week.
No.
That is not a high yield.
It's not a high
yield. But you can put them all in your drafts. You can get them up, do the money, do the write-up, put everything
but
about
just it. Just
don't publish yet.
And then put a little reminder on your phone and, oh my God, Jan 15th, baby.
And you're going to be like, whoa, look at me go. It's like
so
a gift from yourself
money.
In the past.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is nice.
Oh yeah, and put things, don't be an idiot and put things on for 99p because it will sell for 99p.
Yeah.
Put it on for the absolute minimum you would be prepared to sell it for. Because then even if-
and always do the, like, not like £5, but like £5.99.
Exactly right.
Yes, okay, great, thank you. What do you think about walks? That's the thing that you think you're going to be doing between Christmas and New Year, just lots of walks.
Yes.
Talk to me.
We didn't walk a lot as a family until I was a teenager. Like, I'd never met people who walked. I didn't know that was a thing people did.
I mean, crucially, we're talking about not just like walking around your house. You do walk around your house as a family.
Certainly, round around the living room we go.
Sure. You take a turn around the grounds, sure, but not like that thing where like, hey, should we all go for a walk today?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm, and so there was like not really a sense of like walking for pleasure because you were walking down the end of the field to fix that fence.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
For me, like, walking was not associated with it being like with it fun. It was like you had to walk because you had to. Whereas then as a teenager, I was like, discovered people walking. And I was like, well, this is a lovely activity. Mm-hmm. I see what walking is. It's chatting in nature.
It is chatting in
nature.
I was
like, oh, this is great. Mm. And I didn't really understand why people did it, but now I'm absolutely on board. I love a walk.
Do you go for a walk now?
I would, but only by myself.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's how I get Stan. That's why I get anyone else to come and help Stan.
Stan comes with you, yeah. That's a good way to unlock creativity, I've heard, going for a walk.
Yeah, I do a lot of chatting.
I don't go for walks because, as anyone listening will be unsurprised to hear, I'm frightened I'll get bored of myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the same as the bath thing. I can't be alone with my thoughts for any amount of time. And that's why I'm constantly like, I'm so busy! And that's why I can't sleep. I just can't be in the... Right, so in my IKEA,
yeah,
it's on fire.
Is it?
Yeah. Everyone's just screaming.
So does going for like a long walk in any way put the fire out?
No. That just adds it. If anything, that's probably why it's on fire. Because when I'm going for a walk, suddenly I start like thinking about like, oh, do you remember 10, 12 years ago when you said that really embarrassing thing in geography and everyone turned around and you'd mispronounce river or something like that?
River.
That will start happening. Not like serious stuff here, but just some people who are very good at being calm and being alone, and I'm not one of them.
If someone said you had to go on a desert island by yourself, would you be all right? Oh, I see. Okay.
No, I wouldn't be all right.
No.
The thought of that makes me really stressed out. Like desert island discs, I'm not joking. I think one of the reasons that I'm not as into it as I definitely should be, because it's right up my alley, is because the concept of being on a desert island and only taking like 5 music songs stresses me out like too much.
I genuinely, it's one of my like a dream. Like
I'm sure
just, like,
it
being
is.
Alone.
So many people that I know say that, and I think, I like going for walks with people. Yeah. If that hasn't enticed you, and you're thinking, okay, right, I'm not interested in walks. Other things,
yes.
I've not watched a lot of shows like on Netflix that are very important, and I'm not just going to say I've binge watched all your favorite shows. I'm sort of saying that, but I've got a slightly more interesting way of doing it, because I think, so for example, I haven't seen Stranger Things 2. It's just something that I should watch, but I'm not the sort of person who really enjoys like watching something all day.
Don't, I think.
All I'm
is
saying
the answer.
Is, yes, but then the other side of that is instead of just like binge watching it all day, every day, which you might actually not be able to do, because maybe not everyone in the house wants you to commandeer the TV for yourself. Maybe not everyone in the house wants to watch Stranger Things. Maybe you don't have 17 TVs. Each night, watch like 3 episodes. So then you've got something to look forward to. So do you remember when TV was normal and it'd be like, oh, it's 6:45 on a Thursday. It's time for Buffy. Like,
yeah.
That sort of vibe. But then you don't want to wait a week. So I thought this week, a manageable time, like 5 o'clock, I'm going to watch 2 or 3 episodes of Stranger Things.
Lovely.
Each night. So then I'm doing like other stuff in the day, nothing in the day, at least feeling like I maybe got a bit of variety going
and
on.
And then something to look forward to.
And crucially,
when 5 o'clock comes
something
around.
To look forward to. So then I'm not like...
And maybe everyone else in the house can get involved, so we're all joining in on the experience.
Yeah, yeah. Last year we watched an incredible, I've forgotten what it was called, The Missing, I think, and a really great series. And we all watched it, and then I had to go home, and so I didn't find out who did it, and then it's not available and online, and now it's too late for me to watch it, because I would have to watch all of it again because it's been so late. So don't do that. Make sure that you can fit it all in. My God.
And I think for mum and dad to have a box set for the first time, and then you could be like, we can watch the next one.
Yeah,
like, that was
cool.
Really exciting.
Also, you don't get to, you're sort of binge watching stuff with your flatmates, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. It's the same people. So like doing it with your family is actually
quite
a new
fun
thing.
And I think like,
and also mum crucially will make snacks.
And mum will make snacks. And it's really exciting for me when my parents are sat down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Tessa's dad's just constantly making a shed. Genuinely. Every time I go around, there's an upside down shed in the garden, a
he's
new
just
one.
Constantly, you'll like see him out the window, and they'll be like, the Black and Decker will be out in the middle of the garden, and it'll be like, you're like, what's he making? And I was like, no idea, absolutely no idea.
It's a wooden thing.
He just wanders off constantly. For him to like sit down and be engaged and like enjoying something, then to say like, should we watch another? Is such an exciting like, ooh, like,
yeah, yes, it's true. For us, it's quite normal, but for them, yeah, it's a lot more fun. Other thing,
yes, please.
So either depending on the amount of money you have, so I'm the second one. Some people listening will maybe in that first bracket. Go to a spa.
Ooh.
Or if you're like me and and you've spent all of your money, have a spa day at home.
Ooh.
Which is fun because, I mean, I don't know, like if you've got a mom, if you've got a sister. I mean, of course, if you've got a brother who's up for it, but often it is a more female thing. You don't even have to have anything particularly exciting. It's just
tell
quite
him
fun.
That toxic masculinity damages us all and insist your brother gets involved.
Yeah, paint his nails. But even if it's just something as simple as like you have an incredibly long, luxurious bath with like some of those oils that someone sent you that you're like, thanks Auntie so-and-so for the bath oils. Again, use them. Do your nails, do your mum's nails. Just to have like a really nice kind of, make like a thing of it.
That's so lovely because somebody, Auntie Joyce will definitely have sent you something weird from the gift section
bath
of Boots,
pearls.
And they will go in the cupboard to gather dust for a year. So just get them out.
Get them out.
You're never going to put them on the white elephant at the fate, as you insist that you will.
The white elephant at the fate?
Is that not a thing?
No, but tell me.
I think the white elephant is the very, very cheap stall of tat.
Okay, I call it bric-a-brac.
I think it's the same word.
White elephant and bric-a-brac.
Now I've said it aloud.
Tweeted if you've ever called the stall of bric-a-brac a white elephant.
Now I've said it aloud. I haven't heard it since I was six. Ever again.
Let's make it
a
thing.
The white elephant. I'm really questioning some choices here.
Okay.
Spa day is a lovely one.
Other things? Cook something completely ridiculous.
Yes.
So, for example, Tessa here is frightened of the oven. No, not frightened. Suspicious of the
Very
oven.
Very suspicious.
Believes the oven is just out to get her. Nothing to do with her conduct with the oven. It's always coming outwards at her.
Yes, very
She's
much
getting
so.
A lot of bad vibes
I'm
from
nothing
oven.
But a victim here.
She's very triggered by her own oven. Mm. The most millennial thing that's ever happened. And you've made some roast potatoes. No, they were bad.
No,
so
they weren't.
You said that they weren't great.
I was at fault there due to the sheer volume of oil I'd used.
Okay.
So that was me. I will put my hands up there.
That's fine. But the
oven was not pulling its weight. It could have told me.
But I was looking at some... I saw a recipe. This is just an example. I saw a recipe the other day for red wine hot chocolate. And I was like, because chocolate and red wine is... Oh! I mean, Tessa doesn't drink wine, so it's not really translating this across the table, but hopefully translating through the podcast and anyone listening. But also, if you've got like loads of leftover red wine... from Christmas.
There's only so much bolognese you can make.
There really is. And also it gets very winey at the end.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
Jesus. But yeah, there's that. And there's also I saw a recipe for red wine grilled cheese sandwiches. I just want to try that. So there's so much stuff that you could just like make something mad and then you've got full reign. I mean, I don't know, you may live at home, in which case you've got the same kitchen that you're always in. But if you've come home for Christmas, you've got like full reign of your mum and dad's kitchen, which often has way more nice stuff than yours has. But again,
you've got access to like the stuff in the cupboard that you're like, that you never...
What's that? Maybe try some of those things where you put cake mix, not cake mix, but there's like, basically Google it. You put like three things in a mug and then you get a chocolate cake in a mug.
Have you actually tried to do it?
I've done it once and it did work.
Okay.
I feel like it was like an egg, hot chocolate powder, some milk? I don't know, something like that.
I feel like if you've got the time, which crucially, we've all got an abundance this week.
Yeah, but can you be bothered? I don't want to make a cake. I want to make it in a mug and go, oh, look, it's in a mug.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, crack on.
Ooh.
As you
also,
were.
If you make a cake, then everyone has to eat it and it would be really embarrassing if it's crap, whereas if it's like a little mug one,
yeah.
You'd be like...
I hate cake.
Oh, I hate cake.
I do hate cake. Yeah, I hate it.
What about the Betty Crocker one that you
love
got?
Love it.
Right, there we go. You just keep pressing long enough and she'll completely 180 on any opinion. Other things. Oh, this is a bit mad because this goes against what everyone's saying you're supposed to do. It happened and I did do it and it was very fun. I think it was Christmas Eve last year, but you can do it at any point. Me and Gina were so fed up of just being sat around the house. You know, like when you're in the house for so long that everyone's kind of like getting on each other's nerves and you're just like, oh God. We put on Christmas hats, like Santa hats, and went for a run for like 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And it was really fun because the response of everyone in the cars, people were like going, yay, Merry Christmas! Like, it was great.
Lovely.
And yeah, the actual like run part is very, I don't like it. But it was just like, it was a nice way to kind of kickstart a day which felt like it was never going to end. You know, when you have one of those days where you're just like on the sofa and you're like, oh my God, and I've got four more days of this. What am I going to do? Going for a really quick, like 10, 15 minute run in like a Santa hat with someone else is quite fun.
Lovely. So in the spirit of it being Boxing Day, which as we've learned means...
Arms Day.
Arms Day, which literally meant to box up. You actually gave a box of things to your servants, as it turns out.
Oh, that's what I do every year.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Obviously, put some lovely things in a box for your servants. In the spirit of it being about like giving to others and alms, donate to some charities.
Oh, that's nice.
I saw... Did you see our friend Lolly's tweet the other day?
No.
She did a genuinely viral tweet. Like,
wow.
20,000.
Yeah. That is genuinely viral. I say viral like over 20.
Yeah, me too. I've gone viral. People are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, 100.
It's
like,
not
so. No. She had a genuinely viral tweet that was, you know, one of those ones where it was like, me.
Okay. No, like a script.
Yeah, it's quite hard to describe.
Okay. I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you. It was like, this cheeseburger will cost £3.50 more to deliver to your house. And then her response is like, yeah, obviously, gimme, hurry up. And then it's saying from Wikipedia being like, please give us £1 or this website you use every day will die. And her being like, no, lol.
Yes, I did see that too.
20,000 things, because people really responded to that. Like when we are so flippant with our money and buying things online of being like, it costs this much. And we're like, yeah, whatever.
When we like want it, was like, fine, but we're
£3.50 more,
like, something.
Whatever. But that thing pops up on Wikipedia that we constantly close. Yeah. That's like, if you please just give us £1. So guaranteed you've all used Wikipedia and will do this coming year. Like,
oh my God, give Wikipedia a present.
Give Wikipedia a present. Like, give them £2. Like, give them £2.
Yeah, I'm on it constantly.
We're on it constantly.
I'm like, oh, go away.
And I think there is something a little bit about those things popping up that we feel like, well, won't you steal all my money or something? Like, no, they won't.
They won't. It's just a one.
You've bought so much shit on Amazon the last couple of weeks. Give them a present. So give them literally £2. And then also consider donating to some other, like, great charities, because you are probably following some good people on like Instagram or Twitter who are like, oh, that is a good cause actually. Like Women's Aid is an amazing one, or anything that's doing things with like refugee support, or there's an amazing thing called Satire Aid, where a bunch of just comedy websites who make like joke websites, pointless joke websites, have all got together and made an Amazon wish list so you can give kids who don't have a present a present.
I mean,
come on.
Nice.
Bloody hell.
That's so nice.
So just consider, like, you don't have to be giving. Don't sign up for one of those, like, give a thing every month, or like adopt a tiger, or like something that feels a bit overwhelming. And it's like, I haven't got £50.
I've got room for a tiger.
I haven't got room for a tiger, for God's sake. But you have got £2.
Yes.
Go and give it away.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. As well as this thing of giving all your presents, you don't put them. Don't.
Yeah.
As well as
that's
giving.
A great tip.
Thank you. Next one. As well as giving all your presents that you don't like and putting them on eBay.
Yeah.
Also go back and listen to our episode about tidying and Marie Kondoing.
And if
you're at home in your home, now is the time to like go.
If you're home in your home.
If you're at your parents, like, then now is the time to go back to your childhood bedroom and like get some stuff out of there. Like, you know, tidy things up. Get like, when you've got boxes, like, but those are my treasures. Like, actually look in the box and be like, oh, I don't need any of these things.
Yeah.
Like, tidy
they
some
are stubs
stuff.
For tickets of things I've forgotten. That
I've forgotten what this
were.
Was. I don't know why I ripped this out of a newspaper. Like, what are all these things? I just tidy some stuff away.
Yeah.
And also, if you are somebody who has ever considered, like, my housemate did this the other day, just announced, we were also watching telly and she was on her computer, and then just said, I've written the first chapter of my blog. Everyone was like, lovely. She's like, I've been considering and doing it for ages and ages, and now I've got some time writing a blog.
I was going to say that, and then I thought, well, I can't say go for a run and do work, because then I'm the worst. But actually, I quite like that, like, because it's not work, really, is it? Like, if you've got a creative thing that you've always wanted to do, and you just don't have time in your life sometimes, and even if you don't have like a particularly high powered job, just like trying to bloody live is hard enough, you know. So actually having that time just at home, that is so true. Yeah, you might just brainstorm some ideas, or and then you never know what will come of it.
Yeah, and now is the time to do it. Or if you are setting up a business, or you need a personal website or one of those things, now is the moment where you've got a bit of time to like be very slow and learn yourself how to do a website.
Pull your resources together.
Pull
as
your
a family
resources.
As well.
And if your mum's always been like, oh, will you put this thing online or whatever, now is the moment to do it. Thoroughly recommend Squarespace.
Oh, Squarespace is great.
It's the best thing
about
it. It's so helpful and so easy. And my last one.
Quickly, can I just bob in? People don't think about this, but like often parents are really good at money things.
Yeah.
Sometimes not, sure. But like, for example, my dad's really, really good with tax and he's self-employed. So he really helps with, obviously everyone knows when the self-employment tax deadline is. No, but I do. It's 31st of January and it's coming up and it's already quite stressful. So it is actually a lot nicer tackling those sorts of things in this time between Christmas and New Year with someone who knows and loves you and is nice rather
than on
your own.
And you've got some time and it's calm and you're not doing it on the 31st.
And you're eating a Toblerone.
You're having a Toblerone and if you need to take a break from it, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, make some red wine and hot chocolate.
Exactly.
Big one. Your final tip?
My final tip, and then I'll just read a little lovely thing I saw on Instagram.
Oh, great.
Lovely. My final tip was make New Year's cards. Yves Saint Laurent used to send out a New Year's Eve card.
Is that a woman or a man?
He's a man.
Thank you.
No, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
He's a man, and he is dead.
what a shame.
But he lived an extremely full and long life. Mm. He made New Year's cards every year. If you look them up, they are just like very silly little like collages and they say the year on them and they got sent out every year. And there's something quite nice about a New Year's Eve card, especially if you're not particularly religious or and something like homemade that you're like, here's a lovely little New Year's card.
And then people will really appreciate that.
People will really appreciate it. And I think like write a little note about like what you're doing this year and like, you know, because you've got some time now rather than just being like, Merry Christmas, love Sharon. Merry Christmas, love Sharon. Like write, you know, only to like 10 people or so that you actually like and write them something nice.
Yeah.
And this is a final thing that I saw on Instagram I thought was so heartening. Someone, it was like a holiday to-do list. Buy presents, wrap gifts, send cards, shop for food, make cookies, see the lights. See the lights?
Yeah, I guess.
See the lights. Yeah. Lovely. And then they had crossed things out. So instead of it saying...
I know which one you mean. I can't believe you're actually tackling this over the ears.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. No, but
it really... I just really...
Please do. Try it. Come on.
Okay. So the one that says buy presents, they've put be present.
They've got rid of the E.
And just put...
No, they've got rid of the S.
They've got rid of the S. So instead of buy presents, they've
be
written...
Be present.
Be present.
Right, okay.
And instead of wrap gifts, it says... Wrap someone in a hug.
Oh, they've got rid of gifts and they've added someone in a hug. Great.
Instead of send cards, they've gone for send peace.
Great.
Instead of shop for food, they've gone for...
Shop.
No.
Shop for food.
No, food was staying.
Shop for love.
No, food is staying. It was donate food.
Oh.
Instead of make cookies, make love.
Oh,
and
hello.
Bloody hell. And then instead of see the lights, it was be the light. I just thought it was such a nice thing that we're
that
so
nice.
Focused on like, get the presents out. Like, just be like, just be, like, have a nice time with your family. Just like, don't focus on all the, you know, the like.
The things that you should be doing. Because also you're going to be looking on Instagram this week and going, oh my God, everyone is going for these incredible walks that someone went for a run. Someone's at their grandma's and it looks really exciting. Yeah. So like, just, and also this is a real social media whole week. So just stay, you know, stay off
clear.
That. Stay clear. But it's boring, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's very boring. And just have your own... like week, your own fun week to do, and think about it like this, like it's your week to do what with it, whatever you will, and you will not get another week like that for a while.
Because you know what, Stevie? There's no time like the present, but there is no present like the time.
Be the lights.
Have a lovely, lovely,
have a lovely
perineum.
Time. Oh God.
Have a lovely, lovely, lovely
between your willy and your balls.
Bye. Hello.
We have, I think, an appendix to this podcast.
It's an apology.
Tessa, would you like to apologise to everybody?
I'm extremely sorry, everyone.
Why?
I announced confidently and publicly that the perineum is the bit between your willy and your balls, where in fact there's nothing there. It's actually the bit between your balls and your bumhole. No, we're very sorry.
Okay. We're so sorry for balls that we've offended. We know we have a lot of ball listeners. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.